Hey, and welcome to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I want to help you get out of the overwhelming distance and guide you to reconnect to yourself and to your husband. You know you want things to be different, but you're probably not sure how to make it happen. Well, Mama, you're in the right place. Here we will dive into all the things you need to start loving your life and relationship and start living like soulmates and not roommates anymore. We will dive into motherhood, marriage, communication, holistic inspiration, and practical hacks and tips. Mama, I believe that transformation and deep connection await you. Hi, I'm Aliza Saeed, proud mama and grateful wife, and the Mama Marriage Coach. You too can turn your mess into magic. Come on, Mama, and let's do it together. Hey there, mamas, and welcome back to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. Welcome to this show. If you're new here, welcome. I'm Aliza Saeed, the Mama Marriage Coach. And what I do is I help mamas reconnect to themselves and to their husbands when they get lost in mainly early motherhood or really motherhood with young kids, because things can get pretty hectic and pretty crazy. And it's very easy to get lost on the way. So my job is to guide you back mainly by one-on-one coaching. And if you're not new here, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're back. And thank you for choosing to come back and listen again. So today we are going to be talking about a very simple tool that I believe can really change the rest of your year. Here in this part of the world, we are starting school again after a long summer vacation. And I know some of you out there have already started school. Maybe some of you are in the midst of the school year. Wherever you are, I'm going to be talking about starting the school year. But the truth is, this is something that is very relevant no matter where you are during the school year. So I will be talking about it as if you're starting school, because here school starts in 2 days for everybody. But if not, if you're in the middle of school, it's still relevant and it's never too late. So the truth is, when you're starting a new school year, there are many conversations that you should probably have with your children, whether it's about safety, about crossing the street on their way to the bus, or about safety in school. How do you know if somebody is having healthy boundaries with you? How to be a kind pupil or a kind friend in the classroom. There are so many different conversations that we could have with our children when starting a new year. But today we're going to be talking about a simple conversation that you need to be having to keep mainly your sanity. Now, many times in motherhood, there's a very fine line between surviving and thriving. I mean, if you ask most mothers during the school year, what's one of their hardest things, at least for a lot of the women that I work with, a lot of them will say either bedtime or morning routine, getting out. And just those times there can really put you in such a survival mode, especially when there's more than one kid that needs to, you know, eat, be bathed, get dressed, get their bag ready for the next day, get their food ready for the next day. There's just so many things that need to be done that things can get so hectic. And did we talk about losing ourselves in the beginning of the podcast? Well, this is a very easy way to lose yourself, is when things get way too hectic and you just start, as I like to say, drowning in diapers and dishes. Well, I've learned that so many times in motherhood, what makes the difference between surviving and thriving in motherhood is how prepared you are for what's coming. Personally, what's coming for you as a mother, as a woman, what's coming for you both as a couple and as a family. Really being able to have clear expectations from the situation and from each other, and learning how to prepare yourselves for those expectations, makes such a difference. Now, of course, we all know that motherhood has really surprising tides in it. It's not just going to all flow the way you plan or the way you expect it all to happen. Just yesterday, I had my whole morning planned out. I was really excited to wake up earlier than everyone, and everyone wakes up pretty early, so wake up really early. I wanted to exercise and have a real cool new morning routine that I'm working on. And then I was dreaming about having a long shower with no disruptions because everybody's sleeping. But then, of course, my reality looked very different because my baby decided to wake up at a time that she absolutely never wakes up at. And there goes my plan. So motherhood really is all about knowing how to flow, not only plan. It's not about having a rigid plan, but having more of a structured flow to life. Knowing, this is really something that we could talk about in a whole nother episode, but being able to know how to prepare myself. And in that preparation, part of that preparation is knowing how to become very flexible and able to go with the flow with whatever is going to come. Today, I want to share with you something that we started doing with our kids, and it has a really awesome effect, not only on our schedule and our routine as a family, but also in their empowerment of how they feel responsible for their lives and what they do in order to really take responsibility for what's going on in their lives. Here in this episode, we are going to be talking about the conversation with your kids. But this is true also about a conversation you really need to be having as well with your husband. We are going to talk all about that conversation, which in my opinion is a yearly and also a weekly conversation that needs to be happening. And we will be talking about that next week in next week's episode. But this here is really about the conversation with our children because they are the ones that are starting school. And it usually is right for kids from like age 3. I mean, you know your kids. Just like anything I say on this episode, take what works for you and works for your kids. Change it in a way that it will work even better for you. But really, it's something that's more for a bit older, for kids that are a bit older. Because maybe for little kids, you know, it might be a little too much for them. You could simplify it in many different ways, but I'm going to be talking mainly to like kindergarten and up. Now, this conversation that you're going to be having with your kids, it's not only a, you know, very focused conversation, it's also a really good special bonding time that you could have one-on-one with each kid. Now, I know, at least in our family, I have 5 kids, and sometimes in the summer, it gets hard to find one-on-one time, quality time with each kid throughout the summer. Now, of course, ideally, it's something that should happen. But realistically, I know that for many of us with families with more than one kid, it's something that becomes very difficult. So this is also a great way to be able to really have this special bonding time with your kids. And just like we talk about date night with our husbands, if you did not hear the episode about mastering date night even after having kids, go back and get that episode because that one will be able to really give you the tools you need to master date night. But just like we talk about there, you need to create the surroundings. Make sure that there are no distractions that are going to really like infiltrate your bubble that you're creating in order to create this special bonding time. Get something that's going to be good for you to eat or drink together. Maybe splurge on something you don't usually get or don't usually let your kids eat. But just make it this special time, like I talk about in date night, with all 5 senses. Then you are going to really be focused that your objective of this conversation towards them is empowering them and teaching them to take responsibility and plan for what's coming. And the byproduct of that is that you are going to become a team together to be able to create a routine that's going to be helpful and productive for your whole family. And then not only is it great for your kids, but it's also going to be great for your own sanity and for everything that's going on in your routine. So then I want you to decide on categories. Again, I'm just going to give you here a few examples, but you could, of course, you know, whatever works for you. Decide on categories that you're going to go through. The ones that I did with my kids is 1, how are you feeling? We also made a big move, as you probably heard in the previous episodes. But just really check in. How are you feeling about starting this year? What's going on inside? Are you nervous? Are you excited? Are you excited for the summer to be over, or would you like the summer to go on? Just really be able to check in and hear what they're feeling and what's going on in their hearts, in their minds, in their bellies, how strong those butterflies are fluttering, and just really check in and see how they're feeling. And then go practical with them and start making a plan. Basically, what you're doing here is you're kind of mini coaching them and making them empowered enough to make their own plan for the rest of the year. So the first thing we started was talking about waking up in the morning. Now, waking up in the morning this year is going to be a little more challenging for my family because they have to wake up earlier because they have a bus to make. Last year, I was able to take them, but this year they're going to have to take the bus. So they have to wake up a little earlier. So I sat with each child and I asked each child what would work for them. We wrote down what time they have to be out of the house. And then we went backwards and saw what they're going to need to do in the morning, how long each thing is going to take them, and then what time they're going to need to wake up. So we really made a list of what they need to do in the morning. Wake up. And then they're going to exactly what it looks like. Go to the bathroom, brush their teeth. You know, whatever it is that they're going to do in the morning, each child has their own little list of what they need to do in the morning and how long it's going to take them. And then we decided with each child what time they're going to wake up. Then I asked them, how would they like to wake up? So one child wants me to put on the music that he chooses in order to wake up to the music. Another child wants to get an alarm clock that's going to have a really annoying sound that they won't want to stay in bed any longer. Each child decided what was going to help them wake up. I asked them what they want my part to be in waking them up. Do they want me to wake them up? Do they want me to come and knock on their door after 5 minutes of the alarm going off? What do they want me to do in order for them to be able to wake up in the most happy way and beneficial way for them? So that was the first thing we really spoke about, and it actually brought up really cool conversations with each of the kids. The next thing we spoke about was food. Now, we're talking here just about planning for school. Meal planning for lunch and dinner is a whole nother thing that we did, but we're not going to talk about that here. Food with each child. So in our house, in our situation, again, you change it for your situation. Each child needs to plan what they are going to eat in the morning before they go to school and what they are going to take in their lunchbox to school. So what we did was I sat with each kid and we made two lists, a list of options of food that they could take for breakfast and for their lunchbox. And for each kid, we made a long list so that we never run out of options. And then it makes it so much easier for me to plan about not only what I need to buy in the supermarket, but also at night or in the morning, whenever you make lunches, what am I actually going to put in that box? I have something that each one of my children has already chosen that they want in their lunchbox. Now, of course, as we already said, there's so much flexibility in that and you can change it all the time, but at least you have a list to start the year off with and know your child also knows, okay, these are my options. These are the things that I know that I want to have. And then you also make a plan. Okay, who's going to make the food? Am I going to prepare your lunchbox? Are you going to prepare your lunchbox? Are there going to be certain days that I do it and certain days that you do it? But really make a really great, solid plan for you to be able to do it together. Then we spoke about homework. Of course, with the kids that it's relevant. We spoke about homework, when they want to do homework. Now, I'll just say a little side note here. I have maybe some not so common thoughts about homework. I am also a teacher. Another hat I have. I'm also a teacher and I'm also a mother to young kids who get lots of homework. And I'm not really all for homework. Don't believe in it. You could check out Alfie Cohn and his research about homework. It's not really beneficial at all. So I'm not really into the whole homework thing. I always took it upon myself not to say anything about the homework, make it their own responsibility. If they want to do it, they'll do it. If they don't want to do it, then they'll have to deal with the consequences of whatever that looks like. And to me, that was what I always believed and always wanted it to be. Now, this conversation is something that we did this year after that was always my belief. And this year, it brought up a conversation with some of my children. So there were, I had children. Again, I try not to disclose which children what because I like to keep their privacy. So sorry, it might be a little tongue twist here that I'm trying not to disclose my daughter or my son or, you know, because then you'll know who it is. So I'm trying to keep their privacy. So whatever, there were some children that had this conversation that they wanted me to remind them about homework. And they said, no, it's important to me. And I know that sometimes I forget. So please remind me. And I even had one child who said to me, I want you to tell me that the rule that I decided for myself is that I can't go out to friends and I can't invite friends until my homework is finished. Now, that's not something that I put upon them because I wouldn't do that, but it's something that that child decided is what they want for this moment, which is great. I went with that and I said, okay, great. If that's what you want, that's what you believe is right. As a coach, I believe that they have the answers for what is right for them. Then I'll go with that. Now, does that mean that's going to be right for the whole year? No, but we're going to start with it and we're going to let them feel empowered about their decisions. Then we spoke about homework, when they want it to be done, where they would like to do their homework. Let's set up a great place that will make you feel comfortable doing homework there. Maybe you, every day you'll do it somewhere else, but just so you know where it is. And then you have more of a solid plan of where things happen, when they're going to happen, how they're going to happen. And then when you tell your child in 2 weeks from now, all right, let's sit down and do homework. It's not like, okay, take out the book, not know where to go. When things are clear and the expectations are clear, they are done in a much more calm and thriving way and not just surviving, oh, let's get through our routine kind of way. And I know that can happen a lot too. Then the next category and last category that we went through is really just to look back and learn from last year. What do you think went really great for you last year? What are things that you would like to change? We really did like this kind of summary of what went well, what didn't go so well, what went really great and you would like to maintain that. And then after we went through that, I also asked, where can I be there for you in this whole year of these goals that we're going to put and set for ourselves? How can I be there for you? How can I help you? And what is my role in all of that? And once we set these expectations and they're clear, it makes things so much more easy and so much more blissful. Then we always finish with empowering your child with telling them about great, maybe, you know, showing them great things that they did and accomplished the last year. You can strengthen the strong points that you saw and believe in them. Show them that belief that you have in them for the coming year. A new year, a new school year always brings up so many fears and anxieties and just, you know, different feelings that come up. And we need to be there to be able to be that really safe belief system behind our children, that we believe in them and we're there for them no matter what happens. When you fall, I'll be there to give you my hand to help you get back up. And I will sometimes allow you to fall in order for you to be able to build your muscles to get back up. But I'll be there for you and to really end off with this belief in them and instill that belief within ourselves as well. And then we also each wished each other a blessing for the coming year. So they wished me as a mother and for my year, because I'm also starting a new job as we moved and I'm taking a new role that I never had before. So they wished me for my coming year. And I wish them a blessing for this coming year and what I wish them and what I hope that they have this coming year. You could even draw a picture for each other. You could write out a blessing for each other, whatever works for you. But really make it this beautiful time that you could take together and share together. And then, as we said, you get this double thing here. You get this, on the one hand, this solid foundation to keep solidly thriving and sane throughout the year. And also you get to really empower your children to learn how to coach themselves, to learn how to really plan ahead, know what's going to happen, know how to foresee what might happen and what might be the challenges and how can I overcome them, and really be able to set yourselves for a great year. So here I want to just send out lots of blessings to everyone. And may it be a year, whether you're in the beginning of the year or the end of the year or the middle of the year, wherever you are in the world, because really we have, I actually wanted to count how many countries we have that listen to this podcast. So many countries all over the world, all over the globe, which is awesome. And thank you again for listening in on the podcast. So wherever it is you are, beginning, middle, end of the year, may it be a year full of happiness and growth and just positivity. And when things get rough, to be able to know how to get back up, brush off the mud from your knees, and just learn how to get up from there and strengthen those muscles, those growth muscles, and a year of connection and love and really great things. Sending you lots of love wherever you are. Have a great day. Lots of love.